Indiana government will receive $344 million from the Hoosier Lottery this year, a near-record amount. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports that money goes to help teacher, police, and firefighter pensions, as well as reduce how much you pay for your license plates at the BMV.
The lottery broke just about every record it had for the fiscal year that spanned July 2020 to June 2021. The general consensus was that with the pandemic shutting down a lot of other entertainment options, people turned to lottery games. Lottery officials didn't expect similar numbers for the most recent fiscal year, which ended in June, but revenues were just 2% less, which Lottery Executive Director Sarah Taylor says will deliver $344 million to the state.
Ended up being better off than we thought from budget, and we're excited to turn the second highest amount over to the state of Indiana.
Taylor acknowledged that lottery revenues are likely settling back down to more normal levels, but she says the current forecast projects the lottery will collect more money by the end of next June than its budget expected. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.